Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at the Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
Ephesians chapter 5, as we start out this morning, Ephesians chapter 5, they are just simple principles. I just want to call our attention to them. Ephesians 5, I will start reading from verse 14 all through to 21. Ephesians chapter 5. He said, therefore, he says, awake, in case you don't know about this cure, awake you who sleep. Arise from the dead. And Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. One translation says, buying up opportunities or buying up the time, because the days that we live in are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. What is that will? Do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation, but be filled. That's the will of God. Be being filled. It's a continuous process with the Spirit. And when you are filled with the Spirit, something happens to you and I, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for the good, the bad, the worst. We are not giving thanks for the bad and the worst because God brought it, but we are giving thanks because His strength is made available through that bad and the worst. Giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord. What is gratitude? Gratitude is the disposition of being thankful. Gratitude is the disposition of being thankful. It is a spiritual force that can take anyone out of the challenges of life. Gratitude is an attitude of the heart. The readiness to show appreciation for and to. Gratitude is that readiness to show appreciation for and to. For life, we show appreciation to the source of life. For family, we show appreciation for a great family. For you to be alive and well, you need to show appreciation. Whether you know your biological family or not, God has equally planted you in church family, among friends, among colleagues, among neighbors. Like the songwriter says, no man is an island. Even the Bible says in Psalm 68 that God set the solitaries and families. So, gratitude is to show appreciation for and then to. Appreciation for life. One of the things that we often ignore in life is the taking in of oxygen. If you have loved ones who have gone through sicknesses, that mask is money. It's being counted for money. And here we are, you and I, we take in and out at will for the ability to see. These are often things we take for granted. Ability to think. Ability to reason things out. Ability to make statement, to speak and make statements that are reasonable to all. I have a friend who slept one night and woke up the following day and couldn't hear. So, ability to hear. Ability to be able to, I'm speaking now, I'm swallowing, I'm speaking. So the rate at which my mind works is twice the way at which I make the statement. So already I've made three statements ahead of time. The way, if you're a speaker, that's what happened. Ability to be able to be coherent. Ability to see, ability to hear, ability to swallow. There are people who, before they can finish a glass of water in a day, it takes time. Ability to be able to go to the bathroom by yourself. And then you do what you need to do with his. Those are things, if we will just pause. Because we live in a day and an age where everything is fast-paced. So people, human beings, the way we are wired these days is that everybody is looking for the next thing to do. So you have the qualification, it's the next job. You have the money, the next car. You can afford to buy property, the next one. The next holiday destination. But I think you and I, who we understand how life works, the race of life is not to the swift. The battle of life is not to the strong one. It's a time and chance. But what the Bible says in one translation, it says, it's being at the right place at the right time. That's what people call lucky or being smart. It's just time and chance. And that time and chance, it has a source. And each and every one of us must have that disposition of being thankful. There are people we started this year together, they are no more at the moment. There are people we started this year, they are, but they are on their sick bed. There are people we started this year together, some of them are not even sure. The hope that you have in your hand, in your heart today, that 2021 is going to be a better year. Some people, just everything around them just looks so bleak. So, gratitude is returning every kind of kindness in response appreciation. Some of us are raising kids, and it's just natural. When you do something for your kids and they say, thank you, dad, or thank you, mom, it's very natural for you that you are motivated to do things for them. As against a child who doesn't even care what you do. Even if the child doesn't say thank you, the next time you want to do anything for them, you remind them that the last time I did this for you, you didn't say thank you. How much more the source of our lives? Gratitude is a warm of feeling of thankfulness. It's devoid of complaining towards life. Now, sometimes we complain. I don't even know how Nigeria is. I was in a discussion with someone yesterday, and she was just saying every nasty thing you can think of about Nigeria. He said, I realized that you won't see anything bad about this Nigeria. I said, exactly. I said, it's because I'm seeing something different. We are in the same country. Life is throwing up the same stuff at all of us. But the disposition, it's just what is different. I go to the same market. I know dollar is 500 naira. I know pound sterling. I know all those things. I know that we all need to do certain things. But also, the Bible says, by the mouth of the righteous, the city is exalted. I have a stake in this country. I don't have a dual passport. I don't intend to get one. So, since God has planted me here, since I know what to do, I will rather, it's better that I start adjusting my mind to the fact that because I believe, I will see the goodness of the Lord in this land. So I thank God for Nigeria every day. It could have been worse. We could have been in worse situation. It could have been worse. Fine, people are dying. And God help us to be able to overcome these challenges. But the truth is that we have something to be grateful for. By the way, I have to talk about politics again. By the way, most of our problems that we are grappling with started with the advent of our democracy. I went to a public school. Nobody knew who was Muslim or a Buddhist. I went to University of Lagos. People came from all over the country. I went to serve in Cross River State, first time in that part of the year. And the people there made me comfortable that I wanted to stay back. They were ready to give me a wife. But it was the advent of politics that we lost that sense of our community life. Everybody was their brother's keeper. It is in politics that you know who is from the north or who is from the south or who is from south-south or southeast. I grew up in households where when it's time for Christmas, everybody eats Christmas chicken together. When it's time for Salah, everybody eats Salah meat together. There was no discrimination in any sort. What am I saying? We've lost a sense of gratitude. That's why we can't see God in each other anymore. So gratitude is that consistent posture of thankfulness. As human beings, we are too brief and we ignore details. Sometimes we are too busy to thank God for all His blessings. Sometimes we are too busy. I love it when people say, I just want to go to the beach. Just go sit. Look at nature. Look at the balls of the hair. Like Jesus said, they do not have company. There is no bird company incorporated. Yet your heavenly Father do feed them. Look at the fish. Look at everything. If you can just step back from the business. Look at the drama today. From the business. We are all busy going nowhere. And has it ever crossed your mind, brothers, sisters, that when storms of life hit, nobody says they are busy anymore. Everybody creates time. Everybody creates the time. When someone passes, everybody gather. And they say nice things. But hey, the Bible says redeeming the time. Let's take a pause. The Bible speaks of this cure that doesn't cost anything. Jesus had paid the price for this cure by reason of His death and resurrection. Colossians 3 verses 15 and 16, express the same thing that Paul wrote in Ephesians 5. He said, let the peace of Christ, let the shalom of Christ keep you in tune with each other. In step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. If you ask me, that's where we are as human beings. Say, but let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Verse 16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms. That's the same thing Ephesians 5 talked about earlier on. And hymns and spiritual songs. And the Bible says, where there are two or three witnesses, every word must be established. So this is the second witness. Singing with grace, not with complaints, not with whining. With grace in your heart to the Lord. You may say, why? Psalm 22 verse 3. God hates complaining. He hates grumbling. He hates grumbling. I know there are no people like that here. But do you know that there are people who don't want to come to church because they said they don't have anything to wear? I don't think we have such people here. But that's the truth. Some people will not attend event because they couldn't buy that cloth. Hey, brothers, sisters, there are many people who wish they have what you have. Even if it's a pair of clothes, the way you deal with that clothing, they see it. You know, it's not in the amount. It's the glory that comes with it. So he's holy. He is enthroned. Other translation says he inhabits the praises of his people. He inhabits. So David went to war with his men one day. And then they came back. They realized that their wives, their kids, their goods, everything was gone. 1 Samuel chapter 30. And the men, warriors, they wept. They wept. The Bible says they wept all night until they did not have any strength to weep. Have you ever cried that way? To that point, as a young child, we usually, and then you get to a point where you are just, you know, they say, what is wrong with you? That's the level. So they cried until they had no more strength. And then they cry when they didn't have any strength. This only strength that was left in them, they wanted to deal with David. They were throwing blames at him. They wanted to stone him. But David did something which Ephesians and Colossians has encouraged us to do this morning. He encouraged himself in the Lord his God. He encouraged himself. There are situations, ongoing situations in Nigeria that you just have to switch into that frequency where you just have to encourage yourself in the Lord your God. There was depression. There was distress. There was bleak. The whole camp couldn't just contain it, just like the whole Nigeria. Let me talk about this again. You know, it broke my heart again some days ago when I read someone making the statement that the Lekki massacre was fake. You just say, again? Must you talk? Don't you just need to shut up? If you don't have anything to say, shut up. If you have lost a brother, a sister, a son, a daughter, would you say it was a fake? Fake massacre carried by fake news? News station? Let's come back. I won't go there again. At least not today. I can go back there. But the truth is that when you see those things, your heart breaks. Your heart breaks. Your heart breaks. Your heart breaks. Farmers who produce food for the whole nation. Lands that they've been used to all their lives. And then some people you are trying to rehabilitate. I don't know how we got to this point. Where I grew up, everybody knows who steals. And once you are caught, you are caught. You are dealt with. Even if you didn't steal it, because that is a mark, they deal with you. Whenever things are stolen in the community, they go to your house first. And then farmers. And then you tie them in the name of whatever. and split their throat, and then must you talk? And then you now talk. You now rub salt to the injury that they didn't get permission to go and farm. Are people thinking? I'm not sure. I'm not. Why am I saying these things? We can't lose our gratitude because this nation, we need his intervention. We can't flip to that frequency. We can't lose our praise. We can't lose our gratitude for the sake of the next generation. We cannot. In Psalm 103, verses 1 to 7, it's a very popular thing. I mean, this is just to encourage us. He said, bless the Lord. That's the same David in 1 Samuel 30. I mean, he was writing this, musing over things later. He says, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Psalm 103 from verses 1 to 7. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. He said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not. Forget not. A single blessing, like Message puts it. He said, forget not. All. Emphasis on all. And it reflects in the next verse. All his benefits, all your iniquities, all your diseases. Redeems our life from destruction. He crowns us with his loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. This is where I'm going. He made known his ways. So, for you to understand how this key of gratitude works, you have to know the way of God. We can't stay with the acts, with the miracle. You have to know that God is true to his word. You have to know that God is faithful. You have to know that he will never leave you nor forsake you, so that you may boldly say, is the strength of our lives. There's nothing any man can do. Isaiah 49 talks about it. I think in one of the translations, it says, he has engraved you upon the palms of his hand. One translation says, he has tattooed you. You have to know his way, so that when life strikes, you are not thinking that he has abandoned you. He has tattooed you upon the palms of his hand. Your fear, your life is continually before him. So bless the Lord, oh my soul. It's a decision. When we know the ways of God, we can go switch to the other frequency of murmuring and complaining. It's not going to get things done. What are the reasons for gratitude? Number one, we are grateful for the gift of Christ. For the gift of Christ. I say this often. I don't know how people live without God. I can't. At least in the last 27, 28 years of my life, he has made all the difference. Do I have challenges? Plenty of them. Do I have moments that I prefer to go? Plenty of them. Do I have season of my life that looks so dark and bleak? Plenty of them. But you know what? He said, thank God, 2 Corinthians 9:15, for the indescribable peace, gift of Christ. And one of those gifts is peace. 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 One of those in the indescribable gift is righteousness. That you are with God. That you are with God. One of those indescribable gift is the love of God that is shared abroad in your heart, in my heart. So we are grateful for the gift. What if Jesus had not come? We are of all men most miserable. What if he didn't die? We will still be living in our sins. What if he didn't come? The devil would have turned us into basketball balls. just making, donking around with our lives. It came. It rebuilt our lives. It gave us a sense of meaning. It gave us a sense of direction. Some of us, maybe like myself, we were NFA, no future ambition. We are going nowhere with our lives. We just live the day as it comes. And we are asking questions from people. What's happening? What's happening? You know, someone who is living life by purpose doesn't ask what is happening. No. I want you to sell out on that. You know what is happening. Because before things happen, you have a preview, an insight into it. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. So we thank God. We are grateful for the gift of Jesus. Secondly, we are grateful for salvation and well-being of our souls. We are grateful. We are grateful for salvation, for well-being of our souls. We are grateful. In the drama that you watched earlier on, emphasis was placed on body and soul. And that's the lot of many people. But your spirit man, you can't be eating 3 square meals every day, 7 days in a week. 3 days times 7. And then you serve your spirit man with a cold snack Sunday morning, 45 minutes message. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work at all. It's not going to work. It's not. It's not. But the spirit of man, Proverbs 20:27, is the counter of the Lord. Do you want to know the future? Feed your spirit man. Do you want to know what to do about your life, about the life of other people that are connected with you? Feed your spirit man. God can't do anything. And you know, sometimes this is also happening. When people don't feed their spirit, they're looking for other people to help them feed it. That's why the people who thrive through prophecy, they can always thrive through prophecy. Because people are lazy. What does prophecy do? 1 Corinthians 14:2. That's what it does. Prophecy is inspired word of God. So if you read your Bible every day, you are receiving prophecy every day. And it's supposed to achieve 3 things. 14:3. Edification, exhortation, comfort. Any prophecy that is out of that, trash it. Even if an angel appears and says that he comes and he's not onto exhortation, edification. Edification means build up. Exhortation means, encourage you to do. So prophecy, when it comes, is either of 3 things. Is either confirming what God has already been saying to you? Or secondly, God has said it, but you are just not sensitive enough. So it brings confirmation. And so when you are hearing it, the spirit bears witness with your spirit. And then thirdly, maybe God has spoken. He has shaken all that is shakeable. Still you are not seeing. So he brings it to you. And when he brings it, it doesn't set fear in your heart. Any prophecy that sets fear in your heart is not of God. Note it today. That's how to litmus test for prophecy. I'm not talking about the prophecy. This is your phone number. This is where you live. This is who is after your life. All those things. Which day we are going somewhere this week? And you know, Lagos is full of wonders. And so we drove on that road and we got to Ojota very early in the morning, maybe about 10, 11. And I saw people carrying bag, carrying it. I leave my house in the morning saying I'm going somewhere. And I saw one, whether magician or whatever, at a bus stop. And I now get off the bus and I'm looking. So if I lose my phone that way, which happens? Somebody turned to me and now said, you have an auntie. There's always an auntie. God bless those aunties. Or an uncle somewhere. And then things just, people just say things and they cause problems within families. Let's come back. So we are grateful for salvation and well-being. We are also grateful for life circumstances. The things we like, the things we don't like. the things that has worked, the things that has not worked. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 talks about it. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 talks about it. He said, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. When you learn to be grateful and to give thanks, it actually births miracles. Please understand today, no matter where you are, no matter what you are facing, the battle of this life is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. It's the one who has given you life. Before you got here, he's already here. After you leave here, he's still here. If you learn to turn the battle to his gate, Isaiah says that. He said he's the strength of those who turn the battle to his gate. The battle of life is not yours. The battle of life is not yours. Fourthly, we thank him for his great promises, knowing that all things work together for our good. And then fifthly, we thank him. We are grateful because when we are grateful, it enforces our supernatural authority over life situations. Romans 8:37, he said, in all these things, we are more than a conqueror. So the gratitude cure never fails in any life circumstances. And if all of us will comprehend the power of God that is released in gratitude by praise, I believe we won't probably be making so much requests or complaints as we do. We believe God for who he is and what he does with an assurance in our hearts of greater things he will do. And that's who God is. No matter what you have figured out for yourself, no matter what you are doing for yourself or to yourself, Ephesians 3:20 is still his word. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think, because his power is at work in us. 2 Chronicles 20, if you can read it when you get, just study it at home, you emphasis on verse 15 and verse 17. Emphasis on 15, he said, listen, all of Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem and you King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Verse 17 says, you will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, who is with you, O Judah, O Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. So the battle of life is not us, it is the Lord. We are the Lord's army, and we march forward and praise his name in the face of the enemy, because he's mighty to save and to deliver. The best way to deal with depression is to praise yourself out of it. 2 Corinthians 1:20, it says, all the promises of God, they are yes and amen for us, to the glory of the Lord through us. So learn to sing the praises of God in gratitude. Be God conscious. Is glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, always doing wonders. Please understand that the believer's Canaan land is taking possession of all that is ours in Christ Jesus. The Canaan land is not a type of heaven, because there are no battles in heaven. There is nothing to fight in heaven. It's here. So when you take possession of all that has been apprehended for you in Christ Jesus, it becomes a space, a land flowing, a life flowing with milk and honey. How do we get ourselves into this lifestyle? Proverbs 3, 5 to 7. How do we get ourselves? Trust in the Lord. That's the thing. Our brain disturbs all of us. your brain, my brain, it disturbs us. We like to figure things out. We like to fix things by ourselves. A lot of the time is when we are stuck. That's when we remember God. No, but trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Have confidence in Him. Have confidence. Just like it happened in 2 Chronicles 20. There was a war. They know the strategy of war. You don't go to war without your armory. No. But God says, go sing praise. It looks so stupid. Even to the enemies, they will say, oh, finally we got these people. There was no AK-47. There was nothing. But He says, go forward. This is what I want you to do. So when we trust God, we are quick to listen to His instruction with all your heart. He said, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, for He shall surely direct your path. Verse 7 says, do not be wise. It's a message to me. It's a message to you. We should not be wise in our own eyes. Fear the Lord. Fear means reverential respect. Acknowledge Him and depart from evil. Some of us, let me conclude this morning by saying this to you. Some of us, we've run our lives by ourselves. I'm one of those people. But you see, when you get your hand burnt a few times, you just know how to trust. A lot of the times, when we hear trust in the Lord, I'm trusting in the Lord. And then you are still figuring some things out. Trust in the Lord means you're saying, Lord, I'm about to make this decision. What will you have me do? It's not that you have made the decision and it's looking like the thing will soon blow off on your face and say, Lord, help me. And He helps us, actually. It comes true for us. But the truth is that we must, even before we make the decision, acknowledge Him. That is the difference between someone who says he's a believer and the one who is not a believer. And the truth also is that everybody is a believer. Life is not in void. You believe something. You either believe God or you believe the devil. If you don't believe God, and you say you don't believe the devil, it's a lie. Because to whom you submit to is the one who master our lives. But I believe God, that God will give us this sense of gratitude. It's a lifestyle. He will give us. We will cultivate it. Before we ask for the next thing, let's be grateful for the things that we have. Today, I encourage you, be grateful. Be grateful. For people around you, be grateful. If you are married, be grateful for your spouse. If you have kids, be grateful. If you are not married, be grateful for your life that is a purposeful life. If you are a human being, be grateful. I said it this in the first service. If you have people who can look at you straight in the eyes and talk to you, be grateful. It's a dangerous thing to live life. And nobody, you are not accountable to anyone. It's a dangerous way to live. Be grateful for life. Be grateful for family. Be grateful for love. Be grateful for your colleagues. Be grateful for your boss. Be grateful for your employees. Be grateful because you are not a lone ranger. Some of us, we have since discovered this. I am not self-made. I am God-made. If you are self-made, you may soon become self-destruct. But if you are God-made, there is a multiplier to your result. I pray that this week will be a week of blessing, a week of favor, a week where we will step back and appreciate God for who He is in our lives, a week where though the fig tree may not have blossomed, a week where as we count our blessing, as we look forward to 2021, there will be fresh ideas coming to us. There will be fresh opportunity knocking at our doors in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank You this morning. Thank You for the entrance of Your word that gives understanding. Lord, thank You because these words are just seeds. But Lord, we receive this engrafted word which is able to save our souls. And thank You for Your blessing that follow us all through this week. Thank You for the blessing in the marketplace. Thank You for the blessing in the business space. Thank You for the blessing in our family. We look up to You and we know that our faces will be lightened. We will not be ashamed of our faith in You. We thank You for everyone in this service and everyone watching online as we pray, plan, and prepare towards 2021. Thank You because Your counsel will come to us and You will open our eyes to see. We bless You. We honor You. In Jesus' precious name, we have worship and given thanks. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,